Hello, hello, hello. This is Professor George Kruger coming at you today with traditional marketing strategies. Now, when I did my research project on marketing with no time, no money, and no expertise, one of the areas I chose to explore in my research was the use of traditional marketing strategies by really small businesses. Specifically, the concept of personal selling, digital strategies, relationship marketing, word of mouth, networking, and branding. I focused on these, and I explored these concepts in the context of daily operational issues, because my theory was, is these types of traditional marketing strategies were used both kind of on an intuitive basis by small businesses, and also that we could really get synergy and resource and use our resources effectively when we combine these into daily operations, such as customer service. And my research also really emphasized word of mouth, relationships, and network marketing strategies. So when I talked to my respondents about this, these rated very high priorities with usually about a 4.9 on a 5 scale as far as being important to my subjects of my research study. And the other thing that I found was very interesting was that the strategy included working with local support groups, such as local chambers of commerce, community organizations, economic development organizations, and government agencies. So small businesses going to local events and being visible in the communities was also very highly recommended and highly used by small businesses. One of the things I found particularly interesting was that when I talked to the businesses and who was doing the marketing, is oftentimes relationships and networking and word of mouth terms were used interchangeably. So for example, a business would say, well, we really focus in on relationships with our customers, doing a good job for them, following up, attending to their needs, and this creates word of mouth. Or they might have said something like, we really focus in on networking through the community, and this creates relationships and generates word of mouth. So, you know, it's hard to pick out one of these and say, well, you need to go generate word of mouth. Well, that's great. How do I do that? Well, you do that through getting out there and talking with people in the community, talking with influencers in the community, and talking with customers, and focusing on generating word of mouth and improving relationships. Now, one of the things, another aspect that I found in my research was that the operator was the focal point of the marketing strategy. Now, this concept is called face branding. And face branding has been supported in the research as a successful marketing strategy. And face branding also uses one of the huge advantages we have in really small businesses, because the person running the business is the business. So they usually excel in some sort of customer relationship strategy, personal service, and also relating to the individual needs of the business. So what happens is because the small business owner is highly involved in customer service, personal selling, and daily operations, this actually usually culminates in a face branding strategy, even if the operator is not really focused on a face branding strategy. It just happens through natural work in the business. And I found that microbusinesses in small communities accrue a lot of economic benefits from these type of strategies. And also they can be done not only growing sales, but also they can be done at fairly low cost, which is something that we try to do, is use our resources effectively. One of the aspects that really can make a difference, and I need the small business managers to focus in on this, is generating referrals. Referrals are incredibly powerful marketing tools. Satisfied customers are credible with prospects, and you can leverage these online through social media and business websites at very low cost. Google reviews is a great opportunity there. So one of the major areas you should do, write this down, is to, when you have a satisfied customer, ask for a referral. What's the worst thing that can happen? They say no. Hey, you tried. But you might get one to say yes. And that, folks, is where we want to get to. We want to get some good positive referrals. And these are also very credible. I try to avoid some of these companies, let's just say digital marketing companies, that will supply referrals to you for a fee. Avoid those. Do the authentic ones. Do the authentic ones. So let's see here. Where are we? We got our themes here. So I focused in on low-cost marketing and customer service. Now, one of the best things we can do for marketing is personal selling. Quite frankly, I was stunned that small businesses did not think that personal selling was marketing. You know, I grew up in large companies. Well, actually, I grew up in small companies, but then I went into large company marketing where selling was an integral part of our daily marketing operations. You know, we focused on what did we give the sales force to sell? What kind of promotions did we come out with to help the sales force sell? How do we leverage our sales force? How do we leverage our distribution sales force? How do we get the retail salespeople to sell our products? 89% of my operators in my study responded that they were highly involved in the personal selling process. So here's the first thing we need to get over. Selling is marketing, folks. Selling is a promotion tool. Selling is a tool that we use to communicate to customers. I believe my theory on this, of course, is that selling has somewhat of a bad name because it's used improperly and to force people to buy things or to be unethical. We want to avoid those things, of course. But personal selling is marketing, and personal selling is a routine daily operational activity. And this creates a huge competitive advantages for small businesses because they are close to the customer. They are focused on the face-to-face and direct contact. They are the ones doing the marketing, or doing the customer service and the networking. The small business operator is visible in the community. And selling is educating. When I was first hired in one of my first sales jobs, my sales manager at the time, I was actually a teacher undergraduate. And he goes, and I said, and one of the questions was, why would they hire teachers as salespeople? And he said, sales is educating. You got to be able to get up in front of the class, customers, and present your information logically, and then ask for the business. And really, a lot of times, really is that simple. We want to educate our customers, and this helps to build that relationship. So I want to spend a little time here on word of mouth marketing. Now, word of mouth marketing has been, is, and always will be the single best promotion tool we have. There's nothing like a peer, a friend, a business partner saying, "This works. You need to do this." There's nothing more powerful than that simple phrase. What we try to do is we try to leverage word of mouth. So when you have a happy customer with a positive response, you need to get a referral if possible. You need to leverage that through social media, through Google reviews. Have them write a letter of recommendation. You need to ask that question. And when we have good word of mouth, that creates good relationships for us. So take those opportunities when you have something, when you have happy customers. Well, here's the first thing you got to do. You got to create a happy customer. I'm a firm believer that really at the end of the day, the best marketing is doing a great job for your customers. Let me repeat that. The best marketing is doing a great job for your customers. Let's look at the converse for a second. What if your customer service isn't so good? What if you have unhappy customers out there? Which, by the way, you need to ask, because most people will just suffer in silence. They won't tell you. They just won't go anywhere else. Or they'll just go somewhere else next time they're going to purchase, and they'll tell their friends about it too. So we really want to focus in on doing a great job every day for every customer and follow up and make sure that you are. Don't just assume that you are. And when you create this positive customer relationships, you create positive value for your customers that will leverage your relationships, and you can build your business on that. Make sure you're doing that, by the way. I've had businesses say to me, I'm doing a great job with the customers, and I did a little research and they really weren't. So don't fall into that trap. And you also have to ask the tough questions sometimes on that. Now, another thing, I want to get back to face branding a little bit. This has been proven in the research. Operators' personalities plays important roles with relationship building with customers. I explored this concept, and I got an average rating of 4.7 out of 5, which indicates a high level of agreement with that. And about 50% of my respondents said that it was actually an overt strategy, and their involvement in customer service, personal selling, and daily business operations was very important. So get out there, smile, get out there and meet people, and work on your face branding strategies. So to close up here, number one, these traditional tools of relationship building, networking, and personal selling, and word of mouth are very effective. We will leverage these with digital these days. Number two, daily operations can leverage your relationships, networking, and personal selling. Focus in on your customer service and building relationships. Solicit referrals. I mean, don't go overboard with referrals. You know, you might just mention it kind of offhandly. Hey, could I get a referral out of that? I mean, you know, you don't want to turn people off. You don't want to be obnoxious about it. But, you know, you should ask a little bit because, you know, there's lots of customers that are more than happy to give a referral. And, of course, there's other customers that would never give a referral for whatever reason. So don't assume that no one wants to give you a referral. I would ask some customers and, you know, ask when the feeling is kind of right there, when they're positive. Hey, can I get a little referral on that? I mean, that would be awesome. Yeah, go on and do some online reviews and make sure that you're getting out there and being visible in the community. Customer relationships, work on your networking with the local chambers, with local economic development. You know, if there's influencers in the community, I've worked with Main Street programs in the past. Incubators are all excellent. So at the end of the day here, what you want to do is adopt a face branding strategy. You are the face of the business. You are the customer service, and you are the competitive advantage. So get out there and smile. This is George Krueger. Thanks for listening to my podcast today. And good networking, relationship building, and selling.